it's always a pleasure to go up to one of the most famous locations in the Western world. It should be, anyhow, the Three Corners of Gerald Celente in Kingston, New York. Hello, Gerald. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Always my pleasure, my friend. We've been at this a long time. You continue to put out, and I'm going to start off with this is not a commercial. This is an informative little commentary from yours truly. You've heard the commercials, and I mean this. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I have never seen a better news publication in my life than the Trends Journal. It is that good. It is what Time Magazine, as I say in the little commercial, might have been once. But no, no chance. Never even came close. Didn't get out of the starting gate. Compromised from the beginning. There's no compromise in Gerald's Trends Journal. None. It's no commercials. It's solid news. There's nothing better. You cannot possibly secure for yourself a better source of geopolitical analysis. Hell, national, social, societal analysis. It's all there. I don't know how he does it, frankly, but he does. Trends Journal. Do yourselves a favor, if you still read, and I know all you do, but get it. There you go.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we give everything we can, you know. It's like, you know, you go to all the news right now. When I go to CNN.
CNN's changing, by the way.
Queen's death ends historic era.
I know. All about the Queen.
Let's go to Drudge. Let's see what Drudge has to say. The Queen is dead. God save the King. Day in history. So the Queen is dead. Hey, Queenie. I mean, you know, it's too bad she died. You know, my mother died. My father died.
It happens,
my aunts,
doesn't
uncles
it?
Died. Everybody dies. How come, what is the Queen? I've had enough of this nobility stuff.
Ah, schmucks. This is for schmucks. This is
and you know what it is? This is the way that they control the people.
Yeah.
They roll out the red carpets for the royalty. Every time the clown playing a president, a chancellor, a prime minister goes anywhere, they roll out the red carpet. This is the way they keep the people under the control of the dignitaries. We're just pieces of crap.
Dignitaries. That's kind of a cute word for them.
That's the word that they use.
Yeah. Yeah,
dignitaries. Yeah. We're just common little slobs, little plantation workers of slave landia.
No, we're like the paving stones.
I mean, dressing
the
chick
Roman
up, you know, with the crown on and all of this stuff. Your mother and father were better than mine? You know, take it easy. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. We have a long history of killing people all over the world and colonizing them for centuries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've slaughtered more people than you could ever imagine.
And white Christian people, too. Look at South Africa, the Boer War. They slaughtered so many women and children, white women and children from Europe. Christian.
Oh, they did a wonderful job over there in Ireland, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Irish people, you should bow down to the Queen.
Some people
what
say
it. What a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
What a bunch of crap. Who the hell do they think that she's better than my mother? May my mother rest in peace.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
And this is all the news. This is how they brainwash people. With fear, hysteria.
And repetition. That
yep.
too. That's
oh,
key.
Oh, and the woman that died in Tennessee that was running. You know, yeah, it's terrible that she died. But what do I got to hear about this? What is this about news? How is this going to help me? What does this do
news?
For me? What kind of information are you giving me that's going to help me better my life?
Yeah, get along better in life. Absolutely. That's what journalism is supposed to be. It's information that we can use to make life better for us and our loved ones. That's what it's supposed to be. But no, it's brainwashing.
By the way, though, the Queen, the royalty and all of these royalty, they don't pee and they don't poo.
Oh, no, that's right.
They are way above us.
They're a cut above. Yeah.
They're cut above. Oh, yeah. I mean, her chick is 96 years old.
And she hasn't had a good enough time? Come on.
Oh, and they got this picture of the crown. What are you talking about, a crown? Who the hell are you talking to?
It's like
Biden over there with those little guys dressed up in the Marine drag standing behind him as he's giving that speech to divide the people.
That was not a speech. That was a bowel movement.
Yeah, bowel movement. Better,
a communist
better,
bowel
for,
movement.
Thank you for correcting me.
It's all so bad, and I don't know how to turn it around. All I can do is keep people informed like you try to do so hard. We keep the people who want to know, who care, who count, keep them informed, give them ammunition for their minds. And that's what we're doing. We're arming those who care with the truth.
Very
as much,
well put.
As much
Very
of it
well
as
put.
We can.
Yep, arming them. Yep, we're giving them ammunition. If so.
You know, we're sending over another $2.2 billion of the other kind of ammunition to our great friends in Ukraine, those wonderful people in Kiev. We're giving them our GPS-guided artillery shells now. That's our top-of-the-line artillery shells. They're deadly. They can't miss. They come down within one square yard or meter of whatever it is they're targeted to hit. They alter their flight trajectory. And if we give them the longer-range HIMARS missiles... We so far have only given them, allegedly, the Ukes, given them the 50, I think it's 50 kilometers they can go. All right, that's far enough. But we have another one that can go 300. That would put it virtually all, over most all of Crimea and up into Russia a long ways. So we are begging for nuclear war, Gerald. You know this. We're begging for it. Not us, not the American people. It's this alleged... government. They're working for the international distinguished persons, and they're trying to trigger, and I believe it's going to happen next month, very potentially. They're looking for nuclear exchange. They if it has to be a false flag, they'll do it. They want a nuclear war. They want to level Western Europe and much of it, and they want to level much of this country. And I'm afraid they're going to get away with it. Every single thing they've done in Ukraine has been toward building the increasing chances of a nuclear exchange.
Yep.
Everything. They're not backing down. This is all aggression. And Putin's restraint is extraordinary. Yeah, I know he's quite possibly connected with them, too. But this is money, big money. Wars are huge money for the military-industrial ghouls that run them. So you kill 100 million people.
Look who our defense, the head of the Department of Defense.
You look at him. I don't want to.
Yeah, no. Right.
God.
Where does Lloyd Austin come from? What was his last job? Sitting on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in America.
Musical chairs, ladies and gentlemen. Musical chairs. That's all it is. And the money just gets bigger and bigger every time you assume a new chair. It's crazy. And we pay for it. And boy, do we pay for it. And boy, are people... I don't know how much time you're spending with the TransJournal digging into this bioweapon they call a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. That's all it is. That was all it was ever designed to be. That was how it was created. It was tested, and it was deployed, and it's doing what it was supposed to do. It's not experimental anything. It's a deployed weapon. People are dying like flies, Gerald, all over the country, and it's not being reported in any of the controlled international media. They're not talking about it at all. People are dying, and I do this 3 hours a week with a scientist from MIT. We cover it in depth, and the number of dead is shocking. The number of grievously wounded and injured is staggering from these shots, and these people keep going back for another booster. They're crazy, and they're dying.
Well, again, let's go back to the beginning with this, and again, we detailed it from, the... When the COVID war began, it was launched in China in January 2020 on Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. It came out again in January. The cover of the Trends Journal on January 28th was coronavirus, 106 dead in China. And our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. You know, what are you telling me 106 people died out of 1.4 billion? So going on and why they did this, you know, to stop the Hong Kong protests, which they did. They locked down Hong Kong. And I used to be on Hong Kong radio, TV rather, in 2019 when all the protests were going on. They ended it. They took over and finished. But anyway, going back to this, now it's going on almost, in January it'll be 3 years. I ask everybody, not everybody, I mean different people, how many people you know that died of the virus? Well, I don't know anybody, but a friend of mine's father died. You know, that. Do you know anybody? No, I don't know anybody, but I know somebody that knows somebody. And then the somebody that they know somebody, you know, had, you know, chronic illness, obesity, type 2 diabetics.
They're not dying of the
respiratory
virus,
ailments.
Joe, you're right. They're dying from the shots. The shots are killers.
But what I'm saying is, if it was a pandemic, everybody would know a couple of people, several people that died.
Oh, for sure.
But nobody knows anybody. Or they know one person that knows a person that knows a person.
Yeah. No, I lost one in December that counts, a couple more. But there's one guy I knew pretty well. And they got him in the hospital. He had the flu. And they said, oh, no, you have COVID. He said, how do you know? Well, we tested you. With what test? PCR. PCR doesn't work. It's a joke. So he's in the hospital. And he has to sign off the form that he gives them right to do whatever they think is necessary to keep him alive and get him back to good health, et cetera. Well, what do they do? I kept telling him, I said, John, do not let them give you remdesivir. We've been through this dozens of times. Do not. You tell them. And he was kind of a mild-mannered, nice man, gentleman. And he didn't tell them. He wouldn't do it. And I kept asking him, are you sure they haven't given you any? Are you sure? And he said, yeah, no, they didn't. The doctor said he didn't. I said, go get your chart. Tell him to bring you your chart. Read your chart. He got his chart. He started reading it. He says, will you ask the doctor to come in here? Doctor comes in here. He says, why does it say here I was given remdesivir? The doctor just laughed. He said, don't worry. I just gave you enough to save your life. Well, my friend died the day after Christmas because the remdesivir ruined his kidneys. His lungs filled up with fluids. They put him on a vent and killed him. That's how they did it. That's how they got rid of all those people. They were influenza victims who were misdiagnosed, falsely diagnosed, and given remdesivir. It's one of the biggest cover-ups in American history.
How sad. So going back to when they came out with the COVID jab, it was going to have a 95% efficacy rate. Again, we were writing about this since it began.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Israeli Health Ministry came out and said it only has a 39%. But that was covered up, and it was only going to need two shots. And again, we're writing about this since it broke out in January of 2020.
What was it? Give us 3 weeks to flatten the curve, something like that?
That was another one, right? We're going to close down your businesses, destroy your businesses. What?
Right.
What? Three months?
Yeah, no. It's all planned. Just a playbook.
So what I'm saying is, they denied that they were going to give booster shots, and then the booster shots came. And now not one booster, but two boosters. And now it's going to be, and again, we wrote about it as it was happening. We said they're going to make it a daily shot, a yearly shot, and here we are. You can see it. You can see how they were building up from it in 2021. And again, you know, the people call them big pharma. Maybe drug dealers is more appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. Big pharmacological drug dealers, that's all they are. Lots of money. Remember, they jack up the price, the actual production price of these drugs, up to 50,000%.
Yep, and we pay for it.
50,000, yes.
And we pay for it.
Yeah.
And the morons say, oh, they're giving it to us for free. No, they're not giving it to us for free.
No.
We, the taxpayers, are taking our money, and they're giving it to these.
Right. That's right. That's right. You're totally right. And now they're coming out with, remember, every vaccine now, and they're going to go back and they're going to retrofit traditional vaccines like DPT, and they're going to make them mRNA vaccines. In other words, spike protein producing versions of those vaccines. And the new vaccines coming out are all mRNA platformed vaccines, which will produce a new form of spike protein. So you're going to get two. If you get the double, they're going to double up on the COVID. We're going to give you a COVID, traditional COVID vax. So we're going to mix it with the Omicron vax. So you're double protected. Two different kinds of the most deadly protein ever created by humankind, the spike protein. A new one is going to be injected into people. Oh, they're going to go down even faster. Guaranteed. I could do an hour and a half on this, but I won't. Point is, everything's changing, and they are reducing the population. There's no question about it. None. And nobody talks about amyloids, amyloidosis. That's the key, Gerald. That is the key. And I could send you a program, 46 minutes, that my scientist colleague and I did on this, and you'll understand exactly what's going on. If you want it, I'll send it. No problem.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Yeah. You need this. Anyhow. Please go
no,
ahead.
This is, yeah, anyway, so on the big news of the, you know, that's going to affect us is, you know, they're raising these interest rates, and which they should have done, you know, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, because all they've been doing is pumping cheap money into the system to artificially boost up the equity markets and the economy, because this COVID war destruction has destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions of people. You know, this is the damage that has been done. For example, yeah. You know, they're talking about how wonderful the the people are flying again, and the numbers are back to they call it pandemic. It's not a pandemic. It was the politicians. Pre-pandemic levels. And yeah, people are flying, but how about business travel? Oh, business travel? Yeah, business travel is where the airlines make all their money. You know when they're estimating that it might come back? By 2020, by about 2024, maybe. So now when you think about it, all the business travel up, how about where do the business people stay? Oh, in hotels. Oh, they go to the fine restaurants. Yeah, the restaurants, too. But business travel is not coming back. And then you're looking now at interest rates. Mortgage rates are climbing very fast again. And where the big bust is going to happen is in the commercial office space. Their people are not going to work like they used to. And they're not going to. So they were the office spaces were overbuilt already.
Commercial real estate.
And now with people working at home more, I don't want to commute. Damn, I don't want to an hour and a half each way. I hate it. And so they're saying, I don't want to do this. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. And now let's say I'm the employer, and I have, you know, seven floors of a office building. And I say to myself, yeah, you stay home a couple of days a week. Now I only need three floors. And I just save myself, you know, $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see a bust in the office.
Commercial real estate is going down. You're right.
Particularly, but the offices, because the other thing, too, is that, you know, people, they spew out the crap. Well, you know, they're going to turn them into housing. No. The buildings that have been built, the office buildings that have built in the last 50 years, they're not built so you could turn them into apartments. They don't work. So there's going to be a real crisis here.
I agree. Malls fading. fading away. And there were talks about turning a lot of the malls into the ground, the second floor, into residential for paying customers. They get like 300 square feet for $1,000 a month, whatever, something like that. This is crazy, crazy, with a communal bathroom. So they are converting some of the malls, at least the second story. First floor is remaining retail. It's all being turned over upside down. I'm not going to.
And you know, I came out with a we put it out, but we didn't get any media on it. And then we sent it to all the media. I have a homeless solution.
Yeah.
And the homeless solution is this. You know, years ago, there used to be this movie, I'm going way, way, way back, called Boys Town.
Spencer and Tracy.
Right. And I want to have a homeless town. Get them out of these shelters and put them in the country. Build beautiful places for them. Give them skills. Give them work. Give them things to do. Rather than putting them in a shelter in the middle of a city so they have nowhere to go and nothing to do, and get them off the streets. And we'd save a lot of money because we're wasting billions and billions of dollars with this moronic shelter crap. That, by the way, that enriches the guys that give to the mayors of the cities that own the shelter places.
No, they're getting wealthy every step of the way, richer and richer. Greed is being served above all by this takedown of civilization, which is what it is. They're taking us down. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Gerald.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back. We live in very strange times. First, it was the, I don't know if it was first, but we had the flat earth, right? Then we had there is no such thing as a virus, trying to upset everyone's understanding of science, over 100 years of proof that there are viruses. And now we have people who are saying that nuclear weapons don't exist. They're frauds. And I'm not kidding, Gerald. There's a new book out called Death Object, Exploding the Nuclear Weapons Hoax. It's crazy. One comment here, let's see. I was expecting a non-Western perspective on the Cold War nuclear arms race. What I got was an anti-science Hiroshima Nagasaki denier. Give the existence of Holocaust deniers and historical revisionists, I suppose it's not surprising that there is also a cult that denies the existence of nuclear weapons and considers the atomic bombing of Japan at the end of World War II to be a hoax. That was news to me.
Yeah.
Look, the irrationality of what's being fed the masses and their willingness to lap it up at the trough is not encouraging. No.
It's been going on forever.
Yes.
It's been going on forever. I mean, look at the clowns and morons and imbeciles that have been destroying humanity. I mean, you go back, you know, not long ago, 2013. You know, as I say, it's bullets, bombs, and banks, you know, Harvard, Princeton, Yale. Woodrow Wilson, the president of Princeton University, becomes the president of the United States, gives us taxes, federal income tax, the IRS. He gives us World War One, and gives us the Federal Reserve Bank. And one clown. And that's the thing, is that how could people look up to politicians? It's beyond me. You know, yeah, when I'm a little kid, I believed it, but, you know, grow up.
If somebody came to you and said, Gerald, what's the truth about our government? Now, that's a 10-day dissertation, but
not
what would
really.
You tell
I could say I could in, say in a couple of words.
Go ahead.
I could say B. Two words.
It starts with a B, and the
no.
second word has, okay.
No. Crime syndicate.
There you go. That's one. That's two good words, yeah.
Two words. They're a crime syndicate. Look at that arrogant boy, Kaplan. The guy was on the Federal Reserve down in Texas, playing the markets, knowing what the Fed was going to do, making multi-million dollar bets. No, nobody goes after him. That other guy, Rosengren, another arrogant little boy up in Massachusetts up here, playing the markets. Oh, I'm going to retire now. I'm not feeling well. Yeah, same with Kaplan. I mean, we're right in front of them. They're murderers and thieves. They're too big to fail. Jeff French, you're just a piece of nobody. Hey, but I'm Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan Chase. I'm the Goldman Sachs gang. We're too big to fail. We're going to pump in $29 trillion. The Federal Reserve dumped in $29 trillion, according to the Levy Institute of Bard College, between 2007 and 2010 to bail out the banksters. It's a crime syndicate. Hey, that guy Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Oh, yeah, but hate Putin, huh? How about little Georgie Bush that lied us into the war and all of the other ones? Oh, that was the other funny one, too, that Liz Cheney, that after she lost, all the media for days, she's going to come back. Who cares? She's gone. But if they play this thing like we had little Andy Cuomo here, daddy's boy. We had little Georgie Bush, a daddy's boy. And Liz Cheney, a daddy's girl. It's one big club and you ain't in it, as George Carlin said.
He's right. Yeah, this government is just another extension. It's a repeating, with the exception of John Kennedy.
Yep.
It's a and they killed him. Coup d'etat, of course.
And they killed him. They killed him for it.
Right. You know, and that was the message. You get in our way, you cause trouble, you're gone. Simple.
Yep. So if they shoot me, kill me, and they say somebody else did it, you'll know who did it.
Well, no, Gerald, don't worry.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, really, you know, they'll kill any. They got that guy, the CIA guy, came out today in again the Cartoon News Network, CNN reported on him, saying what trouble that Russia is in, and it's going on 7 months. What are you talking about? You're in Afghanistan for 20 years. And you're talking about what Russia...
And we walked away on $85 billion worth of military hardware, some of it state-of-the-art and classified? Come on.
Yeah.
And left it behind in Afghanistan. This is
amazing. And you're telling me how terrible Russia's doing?
I know.
And again, how terrible Russia's doing? Wait a minute. Aren't they controlling... They took about 20% of the country already?
I think it's about that, yeah.
Yeah, but they never say that.
No, of course not, because the Western media is run by the same people who are sending billions and billions and billions, $14.5 billion to Ukraine since February alone, and not a dime for infrastructure here or helping the homeless, nothing.
Nope. The numbers actually, with all the money they've sent so far, it's about $67 billion.
Is it really?
No. Yes.
Not surprised.
$67 billion.
Yeah. I guess if you want to track it back 10 years to the original American overthrow of the government of Ukraine, yeah, sure, it's there. Sure.
No. Since this has happened.
Since this war started. Okay.
Yes. Since February 24th, it's up to $67 billion. You know, this is another headline on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. Dollar General's newest shoppers, people making $100,000 a year. Dollar General? I went into one of these places. Oh, my God, what a disgusting joint. And that's what America's become. once upon a time when I was a young guy, you know, my mother, Ray, she rest in peace, and my Aunt Cookie, may she rest in peace. I was the youngest, so I go, they take me with them. And they go to B. Altman's and Bloomingdale's and all these beautiful, or John Wanamaker's, all these lovely department stores. Now you go into warehouses. Look how low this country's sunk.
They really are warehouses. Yeah.
They're warehouses. They can go into Walmart. Right. I went into Walmart twice in 20 years. And again, a Dollar General, I went into one of these places. What? Oh my God, this is shopping? I mean,
When people, Gerald, when you were a young boy, you remember, I remember, many of you remember, people would dress up to go shopping. The women would look great. The men would put on a hat and, a suit coat or a blazer or something. They'd dress up to go to a store. The stores were beautiful. They had them out here. They had them everywhere. They were nice stores.
Yep.
No more.
No, you know why? Because the low-life politicians killed the Robertson-Patman Act, the Sherman Antitrust Act, the Clayton Antitrust Act, and slimy Bill Clinton killed the Glass-Steagall Act, and peanut farmer Jimmy Carter, another arrogant little boy who gave us Al-Qaeda, by the way, starting with Mujahideen under Brzezinski, whose son now, again, one big club, he's like an embassy or something, an ambassador, whatever. Anyway, he allowed interstate banking. There was no interstate banking before Carter. It was only intrastate. You couldn't leave the state. So they did away with all of these laws that made the bigs become bigger. And they've killed mom and pop. And again, in the woke world, of course you can't say mom or dad anymore. Who knows who you're. But I'm just saying that there are no more mom and pop stores. When I was a young guy, they would try this thing. I'll never forget. It was called John's Bargain Store. It didn't go anywhere. Nobody wanted to go to the place. Mm-hmm. And now Dollar General. Middle-income and wealthier shoppers, pinched by inflation, are shopping more at Dollar General for essentials and discretionary items. Isn't that wonderful?
Unreal. Here's a funny one. Okay, now, how do I do this easily? Let me do this. Go ahead, keep saying whatever you want. I just want to pull something up here and make a point.
Well, the other things to watch, by the way, are these oil prices. They're going down pretty sharply, which I never thought they would do. Uh-huh. But I really believe it's only going to be temporary because they're doing everything they can to make things look good before the midterm elections in November. And so things are going to go sharply down after that. Particularly, they're going to go down in 2023. Uh-huh. Again, it's a replay. They're going to pump it up for the midterm elections. It'll go down sharply in 2023. And then they're going to start juicing it up again in 2024 artificially for the presidential elections in 2024.
Yeah, very good. Okay, now... blacks, African Americans. I used to call them American citizens. That's what they are. They're Americans. When I was a kid, and boy, did they dress up! Woo!
Oh, they were the ones set the style.
It's true. Now,
music,
they not only set
in music and fashion.
Thank you.
They were the ones that set the style.
You just gave me my opening. Okay, now. There's a little trend out there now, and there are, I don't know, however many there are, 4, 5, 10 people making YouTube videos. And what they're doing is they're called reacting or reaction videos. And they'll be young, mostly blacks, and they'll play a song they've never heard before, and they'll react to it. And you watch their faces, and they'll stop the song, and they'll say, oh, my God, and blah, blah, da, da, da. Well, here's a song. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. And there's a group. How am I going to do this? Let's see if I can do this. Okay. I'll just flat out play it here, and we'll all explain it. It's very kind of cute. There's this one group, and they're named Sean and Mel. Okay? And they're going to... Now, these are African Americans. They're Black Americans. And they're going to play, for the first time that they've ever heard, believe it or not, talk about your own cultural heritage and the brilliance that you left behind. They're going to play one of the Platters songs. And they've never heard them. They didn't know who the Platters were. It's hard to believe. And these people are in their 30s. They didn't know who the Platters were. So they're going to play it, and they're going to react to it. And to watch their facial reactions is really funny. And the woman, at one point, says, how did this happen? How did we get stuck with the crap we have now? How did we miss this? And she's mind-boggled, okay, at what she's hearing. They have never heard singers, or any singer, especially like Tony Williams, sing this song. And their reaction is, it's hilarious. I've been watching a few of these. They're actually quite funny. Here's the song, and you all know it, but they were just blown away, Gerald. Okay, here we go.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Woo! Only you can make the darkness bright.
The look of incredulity on their faces is priceless. And you heard the woman went, whoa! Anyway, here's a little bit more.
Only you and you alone can thrill me
now. Now she's just shaking her head back and forth. She can't believe it.
And to fill my heart with love, for only you, only you.
Only you.
What in the world did we just witness?
And you alone.
What did we just witness just now? Is this real? Pinch me, please.
It's like it's magic. You're not dreaming. This is real, baby.
If we got stuck with the music in this generation,
what?
Why did we get this kind of music? Everybody would feel the love right now.
Why didn't we get this kind of music? Everybody is feeling
in
love now. Yeah.
You know who killed it?
Oh,
you know, the King James Bible, they say the meek shall inherit the earth. They misspelled it. The geeks have inherited the earth. And they're the ones that gave us synthesized crap music. And all of it, everybody started doing it so they wouldn't have to hire all the musicians. And that's when it became all fake.
Yeah, it's total fake.
And that's when it happened. You know, they don't know the Platters. They probably never heard of Louis Armstrong.
No,
they probably never heard of Count
Basie. No,
they never heard of Duke Ellington. Do you know, I put on a concert with Ella Fitzgerald.
You told me that.
Yeah.
Wow.
In Atlanta. And, yeah, we went backstage, and my former wife, may she rest in peace, Ella Fitzgerald, said, "You remind me of my goddaughter, Carmen." And I put one on for Dionne Warwick at the Superdome in New Orleans.
Wow.
Yeah. And when I used to work for a major trade association.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, you know, the soul of the jazz and American music was its greatest, it was America's greatest export. The whole world loved it. When you go back to the, think about it. Go back to the Great Depression. It's the hottest, happiest music America ever knew. Swing. And you listen to the songs, you know, leave your troubles by the doorstep. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Uplifting yeah. music, the big bands, and the spirit and the soul. And now it's one bad rap.
Oh, it's a, no, yeah, bad rap. It's a bad rap on us, all right.
Yep. And again, this past weekend, someone invited me up to Saratoga, the last week of the races up in Saratoga. And that was, you know, Saratoga was like one of the first racetracks, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the last time I was there was about 20-something years ago. And everyone was dressed really well. And now I went up there, it was pretty much a pig show. The way people are dressed and what they look like, and how sad it was to see
a pig show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In style and you know, and obesity off the charts.
Well, listen,
and you
listen
go back
this...
again, you go then yeah. you go back to America when it was mm-hmm. the land of opportunity,
yeah.
and you go back to the 20s with all of, you know, that whole beautiful style, that wild style they had, and then in the 30s, I have a photo of my parents.
Artie Shaw, come on, all of them. There were so many. These are really artists, great artists. And you heard the woman. She's mind-boggled. These are African Americans.
Could you send me that clips, by the way? I'd like to look at them.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
listen to what she says. Listen to what she says again. She is absolutely gobsmacked.
Of course.
Please.
Like it's magic. You're not dreaming. This is real, baby.
If we got stuck with the music in this generation,
what?
Why did we get this kind of music?
Because the whole society is going down at every level.
Yeah.
Look at the, again, you know, we write about this stuff, about all the people that, 60% of Americans eat ultra-processed food daily. Yeah. That's their daily diet.
I know.
And here's this will probably get me off the air. You know, once upon a time, when families, parents had children, the mothers would raise them. So my mother fed, you know, cooked all day long, taking care of the family. Now, if my mother went to work and she came back at 6 o'clock at night at 6:30, she's not cooking all day to give us these great meals. She's buying processed and ultra-processed food.
Right.
And when I'm out of my mind, as I'd been, you know, as every kid is, and going nuts, rather than your mother dealing with you, you're having a stranger in a daycare center, lowly paid people that are taking care of a whole bunch of other kids. Oh, yeah, they're giving you the attention, the care, and the love that a mother could give you? So to me, the whole society really went down big, big time when women gave up the right to raise their children and put it in the hands of strangers that they call daycare. So the daycare, they don't care for the kid the way a mother would care. It's daycare, and they're not feeding, and they're feeding the kids crap all day long. The mother's coming home from work exhausted. She's not cooking. Look, I love to cook. I mean, when I cook, it takes me hours to, you know, just to make a nice pasta sauce.
That's art.
I mean, you know, I love risotto. The last night I cooked risotto, it took me, you know, by the time I did everything, it was like an hour and a half's worth of work.
Got it.
Well, not work. I wouldn't call it work. It's enjoyment.
No,
I love
creation.
Doing it.
It's
yeah.
art.
But I'm saying, so now when you look at when that woman's saying what happened, that's what happened. They've taken the soul out of this, out of life.
Yeah, and these are their own people. They're Black Americans. That was 1955. That song.
Yep.
And you got people like Johnny Mathis. Chances are, come on, the 50s were Incredible. Then the 60s came in. Changed.
To me, my favorite is that most people never heard of it. From 46 to 53, they called it race music. It was only on the black radio stations.
Huh.
Wynonie Harris, Red Prysock, Smiley Lewis. People never heard of these people.
I'll bet that was something else to listen to.
Yeah, it's the beginning of rock and roll.
That's real talent. That's real art. They don't. No, they can't write lyrics now. It's all electronically.
Yep.
It's all fake. It's product. It's all processed product.
It's fake. The geeks. The geeks.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Okay, my friend. I sent that link over to you. Enjoy. And
thanks a lot, man. All the best.
Talk soon. Take care,
bye-bye.
Gerald.
Yep.
Gerald Celente. We will be right back. Hang on.